Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Now, you would be a happy man because the green light has been given for Victorians to head to Queensland. You're probably paying about 10 times more than what you would have been for your airfare, but will you be in Queensland, Brisbane to watch Brooklyn Hustle on Saturday now?
Yeah, very much, Michael. Happy to pay overs and just get up there. Unfortunately, we missed being there for the Dane Ripper, the Group 2 last start. So really looking forward to being there on track on Saturday for the first time in a few weeks.
So can you, I'm not too sure, is it Friday the first time that you can get up there or is it Saturday morning?
Friday, yeah. So we've booked flights Friday lunchtime and looking forward to getting up there. Anthony Miffin from Rosemont, he was able to get up there for the Dane Ripper being regional, Rosemont's at regional being at Geelong, so we were unable to get there last start, so looking forward to this Saturday.
Well, she was absolutely phenomenal last start, and the barrier draw occurs at around about 10 o'clock this morning. I think you can watch it on Sky Thoroughbred Central. If you could pick a marble, what would it be for Brooklyn Hustle?
Probably 10. I'd be happy with just middle of the group. I'd rather draw out than in with her, and especially the way that track's racing there at the moment. She's going to be second half. We just don't want her getting knocked around while everyone's finding their spot. So middle to outside, I'd be more than happy with her.
You've been banging on for a while that you can't wait to get her out past 1,200, and then her first go in the Dane Ripper showed what you had been really excited to see. She was just awesome the way she was able to run over the top, and it gave the indication that another 100 metres is certainly well within her scope. Is that what your gut feel is as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We've wanted to get her out over further than 1,200. Most of her starts have been anywhere between 1,000 and 1,200 just because they were the races available to us in Victoria, and without going to Sydney and having a go on the wet track over a bit further, we've sort of been hamstrung in that sense. But now we're in the mare's grade. We're a good chance of getting a bit more black type Saturday, I would have thought.
She's been such an unlucky horse because of her racing pattern. But now she's strung two in a row. Does she gain confidence out of that in herself? Does she know she's winning? And does that give you more confidence that now that she's found the line, she knows actually how to do it?
Oh, I think it gives everyone confidence, Michael. It just gives us the confidence that we've been doing a good job. We just had her in races that are a little bit too short. And, she's been racing at the top level against the boys as well. Mm. Her last two starts have been against the mares. And we are against the mares again come Saturday. So, we've got restrictions in these races to suit us, and it all helps.
How do you see the lineup? We know the final field now. Obviously, Tafane's got that Group 1 form. Is she the one to beat, do you think?
Oh, look, she's a multiple Group 1 winner. She won the Stradbroke in great style, ran good times. I think she raises in weight from that race, and she's obviously the one to beat. Craig Williams would have ridden our girl if he thought that she was a better chance. So Tafane is definitely the one there with the neon light. Odeon's a Group 1 winner in her own age group herself. She's flying. It's a hot race, and I think our girl's as good a chance as any of them.
You've engaged a local legend in Michael Carl to take the ride. Obviously, there was talk of trying to get Jamie Carr up there, but with the border situation, there was no guarantee. So to have that local talent, is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. And we wanted to secure a rider that's patient and with good hands that can sort of hold their nerve on her as she does end up a long way back in her races. And taking off early would be detrimental to her chances. So she's just got to have that stuck-up run in behind them, even in amongst them, and just let go that last 400 and that big turn of foot that she's got. Well, she can hopefully run over the top of them. It's, Yeah, it's a shame the local riders couldn't get up there. Jamie was really keen to ride her, and even a few of the boys from Sydney. The doubt sort of sits over them a little bit at the moment, with Randwick being a hot spot. So the local rider was safest, and he knows the track as good as anyone.
Yeah, well, who knows what might pan out with those other jockeys. It could be a masterstroke by yourself and your team if there's a late scramble for local jockeys. She's already very valuable. If she wins a Group 1, it's going to cement her as a broodmare. But are you looking further afield to the Spring Carnival now and way she is performing over this extra distance? It opens up a lot more doors for her, especially in the early spring. There's a couple of nice 1,400-metre races at Caulfield.
Yeah, she'd probably be looking for a break after this run, Michael. The spring horses do winter very well in Queensland, as it's much warmer, and the Victorian winter horses. So it would be a nice just to give her a break. Her first up run was in the Oakley Plate, so she's been up a little while now. So to go right through into the early spring, it'd probably be a bit of an ask, but a let up, and then we'll look. You know, we'll just get Saturday out of the way first, and then decide on which direction we attack the spring.
Have you got a winner for us today, Seb Song, going around to Cranbourne?
Well, I certainly hope so. His recent runs have been excellent. In fact, the horse has never put in a bad run in his career. He gets plenty of weight today. The program has these nice three-year-olds either running in Saturday races or carrying a plenty of weight in the 64s in the provincials at the moment. So it's a strong race. He likes the wet. Celine Gaudry's already won on him earlier this prep, so I think he's a terrific chance tonight, this afternoon.
Stable's been in rare form, and it looks like you've got a couple of good chances at Caulfield on Saturday as well. Who do you think's your best there?
Look, Darthander Mill was pretty good last start winner in a distance over at 1,200, which is a distance that's probably a little bit far for him. So he's back to 1,100. He's rock-hard fit, third up, Jamie's car's back in the saddle, and I think that he's a really good chance Saturday in the two-year-old race. But we've got the three-year-old race as well catered for. We've got a runner in each, and two of them are last start winners, Real Feeling and Tax-Free Profit. And we've got O'Shode running in the 1,400. He ran really well last start in a restricted Mornington Metropolitan race. He ran terrific sectionals there, so I think he's a great chance too.
Good luck on the weekend, Jace. It could be a massive weekend.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
Jason Warren.